the situation with the Cradle Coast Authority. Now, I read recently there's a bit of to-ing and fro-ing going on. So does the Devonport Council, are you in or out of the Cradle Coast Authority?
Well, at the council meeting last night, it was decided that Cradle Coast Authority, we're asking them to look at the rule of resignation. Currently, you have to resign 24 months prior to the financial year that you're going to quit, so to speak. So 36 months period.
So why?
And we're looking at to reduce that to its initial expiry period, which was 12 months.
Okay, so that's only. That's for a particular council pulling out of the authority.
Yes.
Right.
And if they agree to do so, we will then withdraw our notice of withdrawal from the authority. So we're back in.
Well, so, I don't understand. So are you in or you're out? What do you want to do?
No, the reason why we put our resignation into the Cradle Coast Authority was because we didn't think it was performing well. It wasn't what we're paying for. And we put it in there, resignation, to sort of say, we're not happy. We needed to have this address. We need to look at its structure. We need to look at the ownership by councils, because the nine councils own the Cradle Coast Authority. And we felt that we weren't having enough say or being heard at the board level, and therefore we resigned from that. And that's a three-year period, which comes up next June 2017. So we're saying right at the moment, whilst things have been changing and it's moving in the right direction, we want the period that's required to resign for to take effect reduced to what it was initially, being a 12-month period only. Now, if you do that, we'll rejoin.
So are there any other councils feeling the same way?
Oh, look, I think across the board, these types of conversations have been held through all councils. I don't know as to what intensity, but there's been other motions that have been put up at other councils, and they've all been rejected in regards to withdrawing from the Cradle Coast Authority, so they've stayed in. Devonport's been the only one that's had the courage of its conviction, so to speak, to actually resign from it because of the lack of ownership and the lack of responsibility.